Hello, listeners. Today's etiquette tips are focused on women in business, but men, you can listen in too. When I was a teenager, my gracious grandma gave me a copy of Amy Vanderbilt's Everyday Etiquette, published in 1974. Back in that day, there was advice about where secretaries should put their steno pad while taking dictation from their male boss, and whether it's okay for a receptionist to smoke at her desk. Thankfully, times have changed. One of the biggest shifts is that women are no longer relegated to working only in support roles and now are equals in the business world. That means that the business etiquette rules that once applied only to men apply equally to women. Here are a few reminders of what some of those rules are. Have confident body language. We communicate so much through body language. Even when we haven't spoken a word, our body is saying a lot. As women, we need to pay even more attention to our body language if we want to be taken seriously in the workplace. Let's start with the handshake. First impressions are everything, and if your handshake is not up to par, you risk losing credibility. Make sure your handshake is one where your hand is fully in the other person's hand, touching web to web. Avoid cupping your hand or offering just your fingertips. Your grip should be firm, but not bone crushing, and your handshake should be accompanied with good eye contact. It should say, "I'm competent, I'm confident, and I'm credible." Watch your posture. A sluggish posture communicates a lack of self-esteem and confidence. Stand up straight, pull your shoulders back, hold your head up, and give people good eye contact. Avoid girlish gestures. When we touch our jewelry, twirl our hair, or fuss with our clothes, it communicates a lack of maturity and confidence. Leave your hands on the table or on your lap. Watch the head tilt. A head tilt means you're listening, but when a woman continually tips her head, she is perceived as unconfident or unsure. Hold your head straight up to communicate confidence and authority. Let's move on to some dining etiquette. Today, with women holding senior positions, we are hosting clients and partners at business meals. As the host, you always pay for the meal, even if your guest is a man. Because men often feel they should pay for the meal, it's best to make payment arrangements with the restaurant beforehand. Arrive at the restaurant early and give the maitre d' or waiter your credit card and ask him to hand you the slip to sign when you leave the restaurant. Or, at the very least, instruct him to place the bill next to you. Dress for success. When it comes to attire, women have many more choices than men, but that often leads to problems. Most businesses in the Northwest have a business casual dress code. Appropriate business casual attire is dress slacks or nice khakis, a tailored skirt or dress that is no shorter than 2 inches above the knee. Suitable shirts include dress blouses, a sweater set, or a nice knit shirt. Avoid wearing sleeveless shirts unless they are worn under a jacket or sweater. A jacket is always appropriate business casual attire. Now for a few no-nos. Low-cut, cleavage-showing tops. Big no-no. You won't be taken seriously if you're showing the girls, as my Zumba instructor calls them. At the workplace, be modest, especially in more conservative industries. No tight-fitting or baggy clothes. Your clothes should fit well without revealing bumps and bulges. No flip-flops, stilettos, or tennis shoes. If you want to be taken seriously and look professional, you must dress that way. If you're interviewing, unless it's for a very casual high-tech firm, wear a suit with understated jewelry. Lastly, in business, introductions are based on authority, not gender. Socially, we women may remain seated when we are introduced, but we must rise to the occasion in business introductions. When you make a business introduction of two people, state the name of the person who has the most authority first and the name of the person of less authority second. For example, you would say, "Mary, CEO, this is Bob, manager." Thankfully, we have come a long way, baby, from our steno pad dictation-taking days, but we still have to be careful to communicate competence, confidence, and professionalism through our body language, gestures, and attire. Go forth and make an impact. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.